There's a good way to get to know your city. Ask the Borough Historian. All this summer, we've been catching up with the five men in charge of preserving and studying New York neighborhoods. All for no money. Now WNYC's Kathleen Horan takes us to the Bronx.
And hello, boys and girls. Our Young City History Club historians for today are from PS 33, the Bronx. I wonder if you can tell us how Fordham got its name. Stephen?
Fordham means the village at the ford of the river.
Bronx historian Lloyd Ultan would have aced these quiz show questions. He says he basically came out of the womb wondering about the past.
Even as a toddler, I was always asking what happened before I was born. And when I was old enough to get a library card from the New York Public Library, the first book I ever took out was a history book.
In the time since he checked out his first book, he's written 9 of his own about the Bronx. He's surrounded by them, sitting at his desk at the Historical Society. He looks formal in his white button-down shirt and tie. The 72-year-old's most distinctive feature is his wild gray eyebrows hovering over his glasses. They raise higher when he considers all the information New Yorkers have yet to learn.
Most people don't know that the statue of Abraham Lincoln and the Lincoln Memorial was actually sculpted in the Bronx by Italian immigrants who assembled it in place in Washington, D.C. Most people don't know that the American bison, the buffalo, was saved from extinction in the Bronx in the Bronx Zoo. Most people don't know that puffed wheat and puffed rice were developed in the Bronx in the New York Botanical Garden. Most people don't know.
It appears that Ultan could keep reciting this list without the help of notes. For hours. When he does have the occasional question, he simply walks down the creaky halls of the office and starts digging.
There's another small room in the back where we have microfilms. Bronxville News, January 26, 1907.
He says he's found there are still too many people with misconceptions about the place.
They think that the Bronx is filled with people who live a very feral life. They're ready to pounce on any unwary person and, you know, bop them on the head and rob them and do all sorts of mayhem. This is, of course, a complete canard that has perpetuated ever since 1977 when Jimmy Carter walked the plains of Charlotte Street and people were shocked to see that in the midst of this urban area there were blocks after blocks after blocks of rubble.
And Ultan says a few days later on ABC television when Howard Cosell uttered the famous sentence, "The Bronx is burning," that was it. He teaches at Lehman College and Fairleigh Dickinson University, in addition to performing his duties as the official historian.
I've never met anyone with Lloyd's grasp and appreciation of Bronx history. I didn't consider anyone else.
That's former Bronx Borough President Fernando Ferrer on why he selected Ultan. He's been reappointed twice, giving him the title of borough historian who's held the job the longest. Ultan continues to publish, but he doesn't use the internet for research.
My problem is that the state of the internet hasn't reached the stage I want it to.
Neither has cell phone technology or email, although he's made an exception to answer listener questions online this week. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.